Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, let's hit it.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Morda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you today, and if you want to call and ask questions, 323-870-3857. And let's get to it, man. Let's get started with it. DAZN, Lee Wood versus Mauricio Lara for the WBA featherweight title. Mauricio Lara is the new WBA featherweight champion after landing one of the most picture-perfect left hooks I've seen. It happened in the seventh round of the fight. And up until that fight, man, up until that point, man, I had Wood winning pretty easy. I only gave Lara the second round. He was getting pieced up. He was getting outboxed by Lee Wood. There's no question about it. Both men landed left hooks in the seventh, but Lara had more mustard on his. Just a better base, better hip movement, just a perfect shot. They both landed hooks at the same time. Only difference was, you know, Wood went down. There was 10 seconds left to go in the round. All right? This is important. Wood beat the count, and the ref let it go. By that point, there was less than 10 seconds in the round. The ref let him go until Ben Davidson, Wood's corner man, threw the towel, hit the referee in the chest, and retired Lee Wood. This was one of the best punches I've seen in boxing. This is also one of the worst stoppages I've seen in boxing, and we've seen a lot. After the fight, Eddie Hearn stated that Wood is going to use his rematch clause. This was the absolute worst stoppage. This is like the Chavez-Taylor stoppage, you know, in a lot of ways. Ref let it go. The ref let it go. Let the fight go. He looked okay. All right? You know, he had less than 10 seconds. Cover up, let the bell ring, and then go to the corner. Let's evaluate him. If you guys want to stop the fight in between rounds after a full minute, that's it. I understand that. You know, if he's just too rocked and he can't go out there, I get that. No question. But give me a break. I mean, come on here. The guy, Ben Davidson, I tell you right now, if I was in Wood's corner, Ben Davidson would have been gone last night. He would have been gone. There was no reason to stop that fight. The ref thought he would have been able to go. He was going to let the action go. Lee Wood is a champion in his hometown. And you don't give him that? Stop it. If the ref would have stopped that fight, everybody would have said it had been stopped early. He got hit with a picture-perfect shot and got back up. He is a champion. Let him at least, there's 10 seconds left. He can cover up less than 10 seconds. He can cover up, and that's it. Okay, then he goes to the corner, you know, assuming he makes it out of the round, which I think he will. But, yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable.
Yeah, there's like a 50-50 split on this one. There's a good amount of people that think it was an early stoppage, and there's a good amount of people that thought his legs were gone.
And it's reminding me, and with the exception of you, Beeb, all you people out there who think the fight should have been stopped, you're all morons, all right? Because if this was any other guy in any other arena, you would have been fine with it, all right? For whatever reason, you know, everybody was picking Lara in this fight. I get that. Everybody, there's no way. If this was any other fight, you would have said it was an early stoppage. Everybody would have said it was an early stoppage.
Yeah, maybe there are people who just wanted to be right. I get that.
That's it.
There's some of that out there. I don't dispute that. The thing is, his legs were gone, but the other side of the argument is a decent argument. It's hard to just rail against it heavily and just dismiss it entirely. That, you know, there's 10 seconds left.
There was less than 10 seconds left. Less than 10 seconds left. This idiot gets on there. The ref which we all know, like, UK refs have been known to stop the fights a little bit early. The ref let it go. The ref let it go. Let me tell you this. If Ben Davidson didn't know there was 10 seconds left in that fight, he should be fired. He should have been fired anyway. He should have been fired anyway.
It was like when Eubank got up and his legs were, like, gone, and then, like, the fight went on, and he just went right back down, like, within 2 seconds. Could Lara have landed another damaging blow in that 9 or 10 seconds or whatever?
It's possible. It's boxing. Right? It's possible.
Could have happened. But I'm going to be honest. When I saw Lee Wood got up, I thought his legs were gone. I thought he was gone.
How dare you?
You know, and Tony Bellew made a statement, right? And he's a fighter. I get it. Oh, Peeve, you're not a fighter. Tony Bellew made a statement, and it was a little bit bizarre to me, and possibly, I would say, a tad inaccurate. He said, oh, well, Lee Wood was able to talk and say to Ben, I'm all right, I'm all right, and say to the referee, I'm all right, I'm all right. That's fine. But there's different parts to the brain. One control, like, there's a part that controls the coordination, right? When you get hit in the temple, you know, in the cerebellum, and that gets jarred or whatever, then your legs are just gone. That doesn't mean you can't talk, but your legs are gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's okay. You can be out of it and still talk, in other words, if your legs are gone.
But the ref had a better view, no? The ref was right in front of him.
Yeah, but I think the ref, before the ref could even, here's the problem. Before the ref could even say, come to me, walk to me, whatever, Ben Davidson jumped in immediately, bro.
Right.
There was no time. In your defense, Ben Davidson didn't even let the ref check him out and let him walk.
Eve brought up a good point, too. She said, look how Wood reacted to the towel. He had his wits. She's right. He was furious.
Yeah, he had his wits. Like, he could talk and everything. He knew where he was. But his legs were jelly. He couldn't stand. Like, he was like this. Same thing with Eubank. When Eubank got up and the ref let him fight,
right?
His legs were gone. And what happened? He instantly went down again, and the ref just waved it off. So the problem with what Ben Davidson did is he didn't even let the ref have a look and make an assessment. He kind of did because the ref was ready to go. Yeah, I think his legs were gone, and I think he was done. That's just my opinion. But you got to let – at least the ref should have the opportunity to say, walk to me, you know, are you okay, whatever. Ben Davidson – you know, we talked off camera about this, right? Ben Davidson was ready to stop the first Wilder-Fury fight. He was running up to the ring apron, and Freddie Roach had to say, no, get back. He was ready to stop that fight, too, after that happened. So,
yeah.
Tank Ryan is not happening, bro. It's still not happening.
I thought it was a bad stoppage, man. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that.
That fight is still not happening.
I tell you what, though. I think that was a bad stoppage, though. I really do. That was one of the worst stoppages I've seen. And I tell you what, if I was Wood's corner, or if I was Wood, he'd be out. There'd be no question about that. He would be out.
Jesus M asked me, so he said, so Joe, Wood didn't have the reaction time to defend a thought of the knockdown. No, he didn't have the coordination to stand properly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we don't know, because the ref actually said, are you ready to fight? And then he looked at Lara and he said, are you ready to fight? He was going to let him go. And then the next thing I know, Cal's flying in.
I mean, I just looked at his legs and I saw him like this. Even when he got up, I just thought his legs were gone. Now, your argument could have been, could he have made it through with the 9 seconds or whatever
right.
time was left?
It was around nine
seconds left, right? Would that have been enough to land another shot and knock him down?
I don't know. Yes, absolutely.
Then you still would have had to count them again. And all he had to do was get up again, so I understand the argument of give him that minute in between rounds to see if he can recover, and then you make that assessment after that. But The problem with Ben Davidson is he didn't allow the referee to get a good look and, you know, go through his protocol in ensuring whether or not he thought that Wood was okay or not.
But the referee didn't go through a protocol.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Ben Davidson jumped in so quickly that the referee couldn't even go through his protocol, in other words. So,
no, I remember
so
I remember it a little bit differently, but I thought the ref had said, are you ready to fight? And he looked at Lara and said, are you ready to fight? And was going to, you know, was saying, hey, let's go. Because he had been knocked down.
But I think the ref was in the process of saying, come to me too.
Okay.
Like, you know, the refs, he was in the process of saying, take a couple steps.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And then, like, I thought he started the protocol, but I don't think he finished it, in other words, is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
I could be wrong.
I gotcha.
I could be wrong.
Outlaw asked, he said, Eric, would you feel different if there was 1:07 left in the round? With that stoppage, yeah. With that stoppage, absolutely. Because I think, you know, like I said, he should have went through the protocols. Okay, that's number one. But number two is, you know, if there's 1:07 and you watch him and he's on Bambi legs, which we really couldn't, it's hard to tell. You know, again, he's in the ropes. He's, you know, being shuffled around. It's hard to tell, you know, with 1:07 left. But now with 1:07 left, if he gets hit again, that's a different animal because he's, you know, you got 1:07 left. But there is, it's kind of an unfair question because it's two different things. There's 1 minute left in the round versus 8 seconds left in the round.
Steven, Richard Steele really wasn't aware when he stopped the Taylor fight, wasn't aware of what was left on the clock. Do you think in the heat of the moment, everyone's aware of, you know, where the clock is at?
They should be. They absolutely should be.
You think Ben Davidson was aware? You think the ref was aware?
You know, listen, do you know how to work on, you know, listen, do they have an end swell in the corner? Like Mike Tyson's corner didn't that one time. This is your job. It's your job to know who's winning the fight. It's your job to know what time is, you know, how much time is left. It's your job to know what round it is. That's their job. And if they didn't do their job, they were negligent. And again, they should go.
Yeah. Okay. I remember maybe they weren't aware of what was left on the clock.
I remember back in the day, and I don't know if they still do it now because I don't really pay too much of attention to it. But in Vegas, I remember with the 10 seconds, you know how they hit the for the 10 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't hear them do it there. I don't know if they did or not, right? But there used to be like flashing lights in the corner, letting them know that there's 10 seconds left in the round.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they do that in the UK.
I'm not sure if they do that anymore anyway. But what I'm saying is that, you know, like I said, the ref should know the time. Everybody should be privy to the time. You know what I'm saying? There's a big scoreboard right above you. So, I mean, and that time is, if you've been to many fights, Beeb, that time on a big fight is listed all over the arena.
Yeah.
The round and the time.
I do think his legs were gone. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think he was going to, there's a good chance he may not have made it out of that round. All he had to do was get hit one more time.
Well,
he was done.
And that's fine, and that's fine. But he's a champion. He's in his hometown. I think he at least deserved that shot because stoppage was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing stoppage by his corner.
I'm going to say this. I don't have a problem with the stoppage. But if people do, I see that side too. Because there is an argument to the other side. It's not I'm going to die on this hill. I can see the other side. You know what I mean? I'm not that adamant about – it's my opinion, but I'm objective enough to accept and realize that people can see it the other way as well. It was that close of a judgment call, in other words.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, listen, it was.
But you made an excellent point. What? Davidson should have at least let the referee check him out a little bit more before he decided to do that.
And why Lara was that close to him, I don't know. What happened to going to the neutral corner when you're knocked down?
Yeah, he's not. He wasn't supposed to.
Where was he at? He was right in front of him. It was like 20s boxing where the guy gets up and he's ready to hammer him again. He didn't push him back. Like, what are you doing? You were supposed to go to a neutral corner.
He was getting ready to jump him.
Right, and if I was Lara, I would have done the same thing. You know, but again,
but you know what? Like you said, Lara's got to do whatever he can do. Like better to ask for forgiveness before.
Absolutely. Listen, I don't blame Lara about anything. Listen, Lara had a good win last night. I don't blame him at all. But I blame Ben Davidson for throwing in that towel. That was a bad move.
Yeah. But I don't have a problem with the stoppage. I thought Wood's legs were gone.
I just thought they were
gone. I don't know. I mean, and my thing was, you know, if he could have put his hands up, he put his hands up and lays against those ropes 8 seconds, maybe grabs him, and then you evaluate him in the corner. When you got 8 seconds left, listen, if you can't make it with 8 seconds, fight's over. I get it. But
right.
You can make it with 8 seconds. You take him to the corner, and Ben Davidson, then you have a chance to stop it, because then he can say, hey, I'm not going to let you take any more, blah, 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 whatever. But you evaluate him in the corner. Give him that full minute, and if you can't make it out, then you can't make it out, and that's that.
This was a tough one. This was a tough one.
I'm gonna be
real about it. I can definitely see the other side. This is not something that I'm gonna like go rail against the other side on this one. If people complain that they thought this was a quick stoppage, I get it. I understand.
Yeah, to me it was a very quick stop. And we're usually talking about the ref in this situation, not the corner. Not the corner. Tell me this. What were you saying about Ben Davidson and Tyson Fury? You said you heard a story.
So, and you could see it too, like during you know how that Showtime does that that the aftermath type thing, and you could see Ben Davidson run up to the ring, and Freddie Roach had to push him back, like he was getting ready to stop that fight. It looked like to me, you know what I mean? He was getting ready to stop that Fury fight when Fury went down because he thought Fury was out. Right? He was getting ready to jump in the ring because he thought it was done. He thought it was over. And Roach is like pushing him back.
I tell you what, if you want Ben Davidson in your corner, make him a chief second. Don't make him the guy. You know, if you're that sold on him, make him a chief second because you don't want him in charge. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, Tyson Fury got rid of him. The same.
Yeah.
Must have been something there, right? Must have been something there, right? Yeah. There it is.
I got you, man.
All right, The Zone, Luis Neri versus Azat Hovhannissian for the WBC Junior Featherweight Title Eliminator. All right, Luis Neri wins by TKO in the 11th round over Hovhannissian. It was a back-and-forth fight, Beeb. Both fighters left everything in there, man. This was a good fight. Neri nearly had the fight stopped in the 10th. He didn't let it go very long in the 11th, though, as he was able to stop Hovhannissian. Neri was ahead on all three cards at the time of stoppage, 95-94 and 96-93 twice. I think, you know, it was a good fight. It wasn't really the fight of the year for me, but...
people were going overboard with this one. This was a good fight. But
right?
This was not like something I'm going to, go back and watch 10 times, bro. This ain't like friggin' Castillo versus Corrales, bro. This isn't Ward.
Right, exactly.
This wasn't Ward Gotti. No disrespect. It was a good fight. But Neri was kind of in control. I mean, he came back in spots, but at no point in time did I say, oh, wow, this fight is in the balance. No, like, hanging in the balance. No. It was a good fight, but I mean, I'm on Twitter and everyone's talking about like this was like fucking Guard Woody 3 or some shit. I'm like, let's go crazy. It was a good fight. Right?
How bad is that? Maybe we just haven't seen that good of a fight in a long time. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I went back and watched it, this morning because I fell asleep. But no offense, I'm not gonna probably watch it again.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, it was a good fight, but I tell you what, on the undercards, both the Wood undercard and the Neri undercard, what in the world? Are you serious, man?
I'm not looking for, you know, those old Don King cards where you got I know I'm never going to get those again.
Oh, come on, man. Don't say that, Beeb. Come on, man. Don't say that.
I know. I'm just being realistic.
Come on.
I deal with the world that I have, not the world I want.
But
here's the thing, man. Can you at least give me a co-feature?
Something.
Give me a decent co-feature.
Something.
You know what I mean?
Something. You know those Don King cards? Oh, those were great, man.
I mean, you're never going to
get that again. That's Don King, though, man.
Never, man. Most fights, you're never going to get that again, bro. Sorry.
Man.
It's never going to happen, bro.
Nah, I don't think so
either. I'm sorry. I wish I was wrong, but.
Yeah, I wish you were wrong, too, but I don't think you are either. It's sad. It's sad.
Just like I told you that Tank Davis fight with Ryan Garcia, it ain't happening.
Stop.
I ain't gonna be wrong about that one.
Stop it. What's the matter with you? All right, let's go to the upcoming fights here, and then we'll get to that news. The DAZN news, you know, the big topic was DAZN this week, and then obviously the Tank Ryan fight. But let's talk about, let's see here, what's coming on Pike. February 24th, which is a Friday, and there's no TV for this one, but it's Guillermo Wiggendow versus the dreaded TBA. They still don't have an opponent for this guy. I guess, you know, maybe you can catch it on somewhere. I don't know. February 25th, Saturday, on Showtime, Subriel Matias versus Jeremis Ponce, 12 rounds for the vacant IBF junior welterweight title. Jamal James on the undercard versus Alberto Palmetta, 12 rounds welterweights. And then February 26th, this is Sunday, Jake Paul, Beeb, your boy, Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury, 10 rounds cruiserweights. Ilunga Makabu versus Badu Jack, 12 rounds for Makabu's WBC cruiserweight title. I don't hate that fight. It's a pretty good fight. The Makabu fight is a pretty good fight. I like that fight a lot. And then no other real recognizable people on there. But that's the ESPN Plus pay-per-view, the Jake Paul Tommy Fury fight. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but that's what's coming up. So nothing too major. What's coming up on the pike, man? Still nothing.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. We got to wait for March 25th for Benavidez Plant. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. What do we got? We got Brandon Figueroa and Mark McSayo for the vacant WBC interim featherweight title. That's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. I'll take it. All right, let's get to the news here. Let's start with this DAZN thing before we go any further here. So we'll start with the DAZN and all that other good stuff. So DAZN is going to do a price increase here. So before, it was $99 for an annual subscription for those grandfathered into the original pricing model. It was $99. Then it was $149 for an annual deal. And now they're raising this $224.99 for an annual subscription for its U.S. subscribers. And there will be, presumably, that's not including pay-per-view. You're going to have to pay for pay-per-view on top of that. Is that right? There's no paper. There is.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay for pay-per-views? Beeb, what's going on in DAZN?
Something's not adding up over there.
I'm canceling mine, man. I ain't paying that much. I'm not paying that much. What, I mean,
yeah,
$224 a month? It was $99 a month. And then what did it go to, $149? Okay, you know. But $225 a month?
Yeah, it's a little bit high.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say. That's like almost $20 a month. That's about as much as HBO or Showtime, right?
Yeah.
Aren't those like $20 or $15 a month? That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Will you keep your subscription?
I'm a loser. What else?
You are so part of the problem.
Piece of trash.
You are so part of the problem, Beeb. This is why they do what they do. You are an enabler. This is why they do what they do. Yeah, King KO says they're going to be like, bye-bye to DAZN. A lot of people are saying bye to DAZN. I've seen that all over Twitter.
A lot of people are canceling.
A lot of people canceling it, yeah. A lot of people. All right, let's talk about this. Gervonta Davis has been convicted, Beeb, on, I think it was, I think, I want to say he pled guilty to all counts. He will be sentenced in May.
He'll be the four counts, but
okay.
It's irrelevant because he's still going away.
Yeah. So do you think he's going to get time out of this?
Yeah, he's getting at least 6 months, possibly a year.
You think
He's going. I'll tell you why. I was reading, right? And he played. Here's the stupidest thing of all time, right? I said this on the roundtable last week.
Why didn't he just play no contest?
No. Well, he pled not guilty the first time around, right? Now he pleads guilty, right? Thinking. He's going to get a softer sentence from the judge. You know what the judge said? In pleading guilty, this is her quote, in pleading guilty today, your plea will have no effect on your sentencing. She's sentencing him, bro. She is sentencing him.
Yeah, she wasn't playing around, man. And I tell you what, the fact that he's got a woman judge and he hit a pregnant woman, that ain't good, man. She's going to throw a book at him, son. And he deserves to have his book thrown at him. I mean, he really does. You can't like, hit a pregnant woman, he looks at her, and then he just bolts out of there? Why would you do that? Why not just stand there? Why not make sure she's okay? Or anybody's okay, even if it's your fault. Like,
that fight, that,
just be a human being.
That fight ain't happening,
man.
That fight ain't happening. I'll tell you why.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you why it's going to happen.
I'll tell you why it's not going to happen.
How dare you?
I'll explain this to you.
All right, I'm going to explain this to you. They said in May. In May, son, that's when he's going to get sentenced.
May 5th. I'll tell you why.
And that leaves
happening.
April 15th wide
open. We got about 9 weeks left, right?
Yeah.
To April
15th. Yeah.
They haven't even started training camp yet.
They don't have
De La Hoya is such a dum-dum. Those both fighters have signed, right? And he goes, but we just need Showtime and DAZN to sign. That makes zero sense. Like, we know Tyson Fury versus Usyk is going to be at Wembley. We know ESPN pay-per-view is going to be broadcasting the event. We know BT Sport is going to be broadcasting it in the UK. We're 9 weeks out. We have no network agreement. We have no venue. We have no venue. And you're going into the busiest time in Vegas where they have all those conventions, right? Where you have all those shows. And in the springtime is a busy, busy time in Vegas. I was there in the springtime, right? It's busy there. They have events packed. So you're going to just snap your fingers and say, hey, give me a date give me a date in 9 weeks. The fight is not signed.
Wayne said the fight is signed.
If you don't have – first, that's Coppinger's words.
Coppinger?
Right? So first of all – if the
you're talking about Coppinger here.
If the contract doesn't have who's going to broadcast it, and it doesn't have where it's going to take place, then exactly what did they sign?
In fairness, we don't know.
What did they sign?
In fairness, we don't know if that's in the contract or not.
Well, why did De La Hoya say we're waiting for DAZN and Showtime to sign? That means that Showtime and DAZN have still not worked out the television rights.
Listen, Mike Coppinger said it's going to happen.
Mike
Coppinger said it's already been signed.
It's happening in jail.
Hey, come on.
I'm telling you.
Stop it.
That fight is happening behind bars, if at all.
Peeps pulling this voodoo doll and keep hoping.
That fight's not happening, man.
That fight is absolutely – you're talking about Coppinger, son. Are you saying that Coppinger's wrong?
That fight is not happening.
Are you saying that Coppinger has went to ESPN and lied?
Yeah, like he normally has been doing his whole life.
How dare you? Look at you putting the poor mouth on Coppinger. That fight's happening, son. That fight's happening. I'm going to tell you why it's happening. Because Davis is going to say, yeah, get me the fight under no circumstances. I don't care what it is because I'm probably going to jail.
Okay.
May 5th, he's going to get sentenced. April 15th, why would your sentences be that far down the road? Why?
Why did Eddie Hearn?
That sentencing is never that far down the road.
Why did Eddie Hearn kept telling everybody that Fury Joshua was done? It's close. You don't see a parallel here with what De La Hoya is doing? When there's only one side talking, when Aaron, what did Aaron keep saying? He kept saying, shut up, Eddie. When you only have one side talking about a fight and not the other side, not a good sign.
No.
Not a good sign. Fight's dead.
Listen, are you going to take a pie?
The fight is a mirage.
If the fight is made, are you going to take a pie?
If the fight is made,
yes,
I will go to the bakery and take a shelf of pies. That's how adamant and sure that I am.
You heard it. Babe is a man of his word.
I will buy five pies
Not those little, pies, not like that little nonsense pie you did, where it's like this big, not those little like personal pies, and then you just like smack your nose with it or something like that.
There's living on these pies. I can
No. This got to be pies.
I don't want to go buy a Hostess.
That's not a pie. We're talking about a pie, like a big Boston cream pie. You're in Boston.
Waste food like that.
All right, then just do one then. One Boston cream. Take a pie like I take a pie, son. That's how a man takes a pie. A man takes a pie.
How does a man take a fucking pie? Do real men take a pie? Sounds kind of freaking emasculating to me. If you want me to tell you the truth, taking a pie in the face is kind of emasculating.
If I'm
being honest.
So you really don't think this fight's going to happen?
Dead.
Dude, I knew, I'm going to tell you, when I heard they were going to sentence him May 5th, I knew that fight was happening. That's exactly why they sentenced him on May 5th. I don't know, did the lawyer say, can we have a continuance, not a continuance, but can we be sentenced on it in like May or something like that? Can we hold sentencing?
They don't wait that long.
You're talking about a couple weeks. You're not talking about months down the road.
Not that long.
No. Look at what's that dude in Minnesota? Remember that dude who mowed down all those people in that car or that parade? Daryl, whatever his name was. It was a couple weeks after that.
This is not uncommon.
Dude.
This judge is going out of her way to not do him any favors. You know why she's taking the time with this? Because she wants to make sure she dots all her I's and crosses all her T's when she slams this guy.
She's going to go over. She's guilty. What is he going to say? If you're guilty, you can throw the book at him. She knows all the sentences by heart.
You're missing something. He only pled guilty to four counts. She's going to find a way to slam him for all of them.
How many counts?
It's 14 counts.
Was he guilty on all counts? He pled guilty to four counts, but how much is he guilty on a 14 counts?
Yes.
Wow, he's guilty on all counts?
I read everything. He did do everything.
Wow.
He did do everything.
Wow.
He did everything.
Yeah, they're
going to... His license was suspended. He didn't even have his license on him, right? He had no identification on him, right? Property damage. Right, the owner of the property that he damaged can sue him too. This guy's fucked.
Santeo Media says Baltimore Metropolitan County inmates and guards are excited that the fight is taking place inside their walls.
I'm gonna keep it a buck right now. I'm the biggest boxing fan of all time. I love boxing. Right, I don't want this fight to happen because you know why.
What?
You know why? Because it delegitimizes our judicial system if this fight happens.
Of course the fight's going to happen. Delegitimizes our judicial
system.
For Floyd in Vegas. Of course it's going to happen.
Okay. They overcharged Floyd because Floyd was...
They didn't overcharge Floyd. Floyd beat his mom and beat his son's mother up.
I get that.
In front of him.
I don't agree with... domestic violence being a misdemeanor. Domestic violence is a misdemeanor, and generally, when someone gets charged with domestic violence, they get probation and community service. They actually overcharged Floyd because of his past.
Stop it.
I'm not against him going to jail for that because he had a past, but technically, if you look at domestic violence, what is the penalty for that? Right? Because a lot of people have gotten charged for that, right?
Listen,
you know what the penalty for that is? Because I don't think it should be a misdemeanor. I think it should be
They can't charge him above his crime.
No. She didn't. I think she overcharged him, but going by, like, generally you don't get that sentence. You can get that sentence, but very rarely do you see someone get that. You know what I'm saying?
Jason,
it's not common for someone to go to jail for domestic. How many people do you know that get locked up for domestic violence?
I don't know. I really don't hang out with those kind of people.
It's not very common. Unfortunately, I said to you back in the day. And they don't get, you don't get, generally what the sentence is, the common sentence for that is you get probation and you get community service because it's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. I think it should be a felony if I'm being honest, but it's not.
Yeah.
So
JC says, how come the Raleigh fight was canceled over? He said, she said, the Raleigh fight was canceled by the networks. The Raleigh fight was canceled by Showtime and all that. It had nothing to do with any legal things. It was just a bad look.
I'm going to say something else that's going to really get you steam.
Oh, come
OJ,
on.
OJ got overcharged in that armed robbery case. He didn't even have the – he wasn't even the guy with the gun, right? They overcharged him because of – that was payback for getting away with the other one.
You mean for killing those two people?
Allegedly.
And I don't – it's not allegedly. He was convicted of killing those two people in civil court. He did it. They found the shoes that he said he would never wear. They got a picture of him standing on the football field with those shoes.
He just went back to the scene. Doesn't mean he did anything when he was there.
Oh, jeez. He just went back to the scene?
50 years.
He said he didn't. He
old.
Said he wasn't at the – against a karate guy? Come
50
on,
years old.
You have any idea how strong OJ is?
I have arthritis in my knee.
Any
I
idea how strong
I think I scrap with
you have to be to be just a professional athlete, not a pro football player, a professional athlete? Come on, stop it.
This guy had arthritis in his knees, in his hands. He was 50 years old.
Right. Ron Coleman still waiting for the OJ. We got to do the OJ episode.
Was a black belt. He was a black belt. You think he couldn't handle OJ?
He was a black belt in what? In karate?
Martial arts. He was a martial artist.
Let me tell you what. You grab a martial artist and you put him on the ground, and he's not going to know what to do. Why? Goldman.
Do you think anyone could do
Goldman,
that?
Goldman was not trained in jiu-jitsu. Goldman was trained in karate. Big difference.
Karate was big back then.
It was, but it doesn't work against jiu-jitsu. It just doesn't.
Okay, so now you're trying to tell me that OJ knows jiu-jitsu?
No, what I'm trying to tell you.
Credentials.
I'm going to tell you what.
I want to see some credentials.
But I will tell you this. OJ can tackle somebody, right?
That's a good point.
That's a real good point, right? Maestro, Maestro said, I'm waiting for the OJ episode. We got to do it. We got to plan this out. We got to do the OJ episode. It's done now. We got to do it, all right?
I think OJ's son did it.
Even Airhead, if you think OJ's son did it. He wasn't even a suspect. Nobody even looked at that dude. You know why? You know why they didn't look at him? Because he didn't do it. Because he probably had an airtight alibi, too.
OJ's too old, man.
Who said OJ's a black belt? Somebody said OJ's a black belt. OJ was notorious that he's a black belt and running back. He's a black belt with knives, I tell you that. All right. So Beeb says no on the Tank Garcia. I say yes. Tank Garcia is going to be going to happen April 15th. That's my feeling on it.
All right. Told you, Joshua Fury wasn't happening. Every week. Oh, Beeb, it's happening. Beeb,
that wasn't
happening.
Talked about. I'll tell you what. That wasn't talked about as much as this has been talked about. Listen, the fact that they're going to sentence him on May 5th tells you everything you need to know. He's got to get a fight in before then. He's probably broke now.
She's throwing the book at him.
Jesus, I got a feeling. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Who wins? Maestro, thank you so much, brother. He says, Joe, who wins between OJ and Bruce Lee?
Prime for prime, I would say OJ.
I would say OJ too, man. I think OJ tackles
prime,
him.
OJ,
I think OJ's fast enough to tackle him, grab him, and put him on the ground and just rough him up. That's what
I'm
going to
say something controversial. People are going to hate me for this. I think Bruce Lee was a little bit overrated. I think Bruce Lee was severely overrated as a real fighter.
Dare you.
I think Chuck Norris would take out Bruce Lee.
Chuck Norris couldn't take out Bruce Lee. We've seen the fight. One of the Chinese Connection when he was in there, he lost, son. He lost. He beat Abdul-Jabbar and all those guys. It's over, son.
But Chuck Norris was pulling his punches, man.
You see him in Enter the Dragon? He beat a whole gaggle of people in that one. They were all coming at him out of the elevators and stuff. He was kicking everybody, had the nunchucks. Done,
yeah, yeah.
Son.
30 guys surrounding him.
Oh, he was
attacking
him.
Him one at a time.
Killing them, son.
And what you saw what happened to Cyrus in the Warriors when he had 30 guys surrounding him. They bum-rushed him all at once. He had no chance of survival.
Cyrus.
Then Bruce Lee's in the same scenario.
They shot
coming at
Cyrus.
Him
What are you talking about? Nobody's still around the side. He got shot. Can you dig it?
Cleon.
Let me tell you what. Swan was a better leader than Cleon. I'll tell you that right now. Swan was definitely a better leader than Cleon. That's right.
It's irrelevant.
It's not.
Cleon was bum rushed. When Cleon was surrounded by 30 rips, they didn't go at him one at a time.
They knew what they were doing, too.
The guy that the dragon did to Bruce Lee.
Oh, they surrounded him, boy.
Bruce Lee is great.
Tar out of him.
He's
okay, so what did I tell you? All those dudes knew karate, too, that were facing Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee mowed them all down.
Bruce Lee, the toughest guy in the world when the fights are choreographed. In a real fight with no choreography, Bruce Lee's in trouble. He's 5'5", 128 pounds, soaking wet with an anvil on his back.
He was bad, boy. He was bad. A bad man. You've seen him.
Bad at choreographed fights.
You've seen him take about all those guys. Took him apart. Cleon couldn't handle one of those guys. One of those guys was beating him up. And then the rest jumped in.
That guy did a spinning back kick, took Cleon out.
Out clean. We didn't even need five people. We didn't even need 100 people on Cleon, boy. You needed one person. That dude smashed Cleon. Cleon, son. I'm telling you, Swan was a better leader than Cleon.
He was.
He was.
And that girl tried to finesse Swan. He wasn't trying to have it, man. That girl tried to finesse. This is why I like Swan, too, man. That girl tried to finesse.
He kept his head. He kept his head. Yeah, he kept his head.
He put his foot down. And then he made her fall in line. Like he says, you know, I lead, you follow. And that's that.
That's it.
She tried to. Even feminism was big back then. She tried to lay the feminism act on Swan.
Yeah,
he wasn't having it.
That's what took down Ajax, though. That's what took down Ajax.
Yeah,
remember that? Remember the cop, that hot cop and the just cuffed him. The cops came and beat him up, boy. Done. That's how we do it. All right, talk about Usyk and Fury here, Beeb. I'm hearing that they wanted, I guess Usyk wants 50-50, which I don't really agree with. I think that Fury's the bigger star here. They're trying to get this fight made. Fury's a bigger star here, for me anyway. I guess the fight's going to be in England. Is that
Wembley.
What I'm understanding? Wembley?
Wembley's supposed to be.
60-40. This is a 60-40 fight. And there's a lot of money on the table. This is a 60-40 fight.
Okay. Here's my problem. Fury originally agreed to 50-50. And then I've also heard Bob Arum allegedly said this, according to Frank Smith, and other people have reported this as well, that in the Saudi deal, Usyk agreed to his portion of the deal, right? Because Saudi was working a deal out individually with each fighter. So Usyk agreed to his deal, but Fury did not agree to his portion of the deal. He wanted more money from the Saudis, right? So Fury put the kibosh on that. So now already agreed to a purse that was probably quite substantial. And then that got blown up because of what Fury did by putting the kibosh on his portion of the deal. So because of that, now they go to Wembley. So now all of a sudden, because Fury blows up the Saudi deal that Usyk already agreed to, now Usyk's got to take less money than he was getting in Saudi because Fury decided that the deal he was being offered in Saudi wasn't good enough.
Oh.
Right? You're right. Fury's the A side.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. Usyk's got leverage too because the problem for Fury is this is the undisputed fight. This fight is significant. Just like Canelo made concessions to go and fight over PBC, right, for Caleb Plant, because he wanted to be the first fighter to be undisputed at 158. So this fight for Fury is beyond historic, right? This fight for Fury is beyond historic. You know, this is still going to be a big money fight. Now, is Fury going to make as much money as he wants to in this fight? Probably not, right? But here's the thing. In fairness, Fury's really never did Anthony Joshua numbers in the UK pay-per-view-wise, right? Now, he sold out stadiums, but he's never sold pay-per-views like Joshua. Now, you can argue Joshua is not at his peak anymore, and now Fury possibly could be the man right now in the UK. You can argue that. I could be wrong. I'd say, but you can even, at this stage, you can make an argument. But no one was messing with Joshua when Joshua was at his peak. He was just the man. And I'm the biggest Fury fan of all, but I tell the truth.
Yeah.
I'm objective, right? And I still would say if Anthony Joshua fought Deontay Wilder at Wembley or even in Saudi, they did that fight in Saudi, right? Because I think Saudi would pay both guys what they wanted. I think that fight would eclipse Tyson Fury versus Alexander Usyk. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I could be wrong there, but I still think there's bigger fights out there than this fight. So technically, in my opinion, this isn't even the second biggest heavyweight fight because Joshua versus Fury is a bigger fight than this. Joshua versus Wilder is a bigger fight than this. So can't be short-sighted. So if you go back and you look at Lennox Lewis when he fought Holyfield, that was 50-50.
Yeah.
But then once he became undisputed, what happened? He became part of the fifth largest fight in the history of the sport and the biggest fight in heavyweight history when he fought Mike Tyson. That thing did like 2 million pay-per-views.
Crazy.
That thing generated sick money. So I think Fury is being a tad bit, again, who am I to say this? I'm just a guy with a friggin' Local 22 jacket trying to make a living. Who am I to say this? But I think Fury is being very short-sighted here because if he beats Usyk, which I think he will do,
yeah,
right, the fight with Joshua
much bigger
becomes
fight.
Gigantic. And you could probably go 60-40, definitely go 60-40. You may be able to go 65-35 with Joshua at that point, right?
I don't know.
That's the fight you make. That's the fight you make your money in. So like Lennox Lewis, when he fought Holyfield, okay, this is going to be the springboard to bigger and better things. Because he believed he could beat Holyfield.
And it's not like you're making peanuts against this guy either. It's, you know, you're making a lot of money here.
But if he gets this fight out of the way with Usyk, with all due respect to Usyk, it's my opinion, I think he beats Usyk thoroughly. I think he stops him. I don't think it's as competitive as people think. Again, my opinion, I could be wrong. You could be, what are you talking about? You're a fucking idiot. I hear that every day. It doesn't matter. So here's the thing. The world is Tyson Fury's oyster. But if this fight does not happen, this is going to be a horrible look for Tyson Fury. No, and he fights somebody else.
They're talking about him fighting Wilder again. They're talking about him fighting Wilder again.
I know. There will be a significant backlash if Fury fights someone else other than Usyk. Unless
he
fights Joshua next, which he can't do because Joshua is fighting Franklin in April. Right? Here's the thing. If he does not fight Usyk next, his legacy is in jeopardy, and he's going to face a severe backlash. Right? He's going to take a big hit with the public.
I would go along with that, yeah.
Particularly in the UK. So they need to try to do everything possible to get this fight over the line. And they need to get it done quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm on Usyk's side here, right? You spent your whole life making concessions, right? Fighting in people's backyards. You took I guess he made some pretty decent money for that second Joshua fight, right? He's made a lot of money.
He's made a ton of money, yeah.
So Usyk has definitely made his bones, right? At this point in time, I realize Fury is the bigger name. We get that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't give you the right to shit on Usyk and disrespect him either. At this point, there's an undisputed fight. It's historic. It's always going to be about the money. But for this one fight, it could still be about the money, but just not as much. Take a tad bit less than you wanted to. You know, you're not going to be cutting coupons. You're not going to be standing in line for soup for, you know, the soup kitchen.
Soup line.
You know, you're set for life. Your kids, and your kids' kids are set for life. Do this one for history.
Yeah.
For the fans. And I know that Floyd Mayweather said legacy is not going to pay the bills. When I'm retired and I can't fight no more and I'm you know, off somewhere, no one's going to pay my bills. Okay, I get that. But you will be historic. You will become immortal if you become undisputed. You would be the first person to do it since 1999 was our last undisputed champion.
That's
Can you
insane.
Imagine
that's
how long
insane.
Ago is that, brother? That's almost a lifetime, right? That's a lifetime. That's almost, I mean, that's crazy, right? Why would you not want that?
I hear it, man. All right, let's go to 530. Robert is on the line.
Hello,
Robert,
guys.
Robert.
How are you? How are you today?
Robert.
What?
Before we get started, right? I know we have this conversation on Friday.
We had this conversation on Friday
about the increase
yep.
with the zone.
Yep.
We kind of ran the numbers.
Yep.
We decided that, you know, on Friday nights, you and Mrs. Herrick cut out the Applebee's trips, right?
Oh, my God.
And start eating at home more. We also decided we were going to cut some of your OnlyFans memberships out.
That's
right?
What's
oh my
killing
God.
You right now. Those OnlyFans
That's
accounts.
You right there.
Oh,
That's what's killing you, the porn channel.
And Mrs. Herrick was telling me Mrs. Herrick also said you're spending a little too much money on these escorts coming to the house. So
we need
to really, really tighten up and become disciplined. I think we can
yeah, seriously, man. You need to cut out that OnlyFans stuff, man.
Hey,
Beeb said that you got a bunch of porn channels over there, man.
You gotta cut that.
That's what I'm hearing.
Eric, Joe is living in some weird fantasy world that doesn't
Robbie,
exist.
Robbie, you don't want me to pull up the call log.
The call log.
You called me. Did you call me on Friday, and did we go over the budget? Yes or no? Be honest.
Yeah, we went over the zone. We didn't go over anything else. Give me a break.
Budget.
I didn't tell you some things you needed to cut out.
Oh, give me a break.
What's the matter with you, babe? Robbie, will you be continuing the zone?
Did it. He's stuttering.
Will you continue the zone?
Yes, I'm going to continue to zone, but I'm
what?
Not happy. I'm not happy about the increase.
I'm
going to
do it, but I'm not happy about it. Why?
No.
Why would you? Listen, I'm done with the zone, man. I mean, I'll buy it a month here and a month there, or I'll buy a pay-per-view or whatever if it warrants. But yeah, no way. I'm done with it.
I had to call up. I went to the therapist, man, on Friday. Once I found out about the price increase. The therapist was telling me, man, like, you can't let these platforms control you. You're a slave to these platforms. My therapist was telling me.
Well, when I got that email on Thursday night, I was like, what the hell are you doing? You know, I mean, absolutely ridiculous. You know,
Robbie, I don't mean to put your business out there, but.
You know,
you're not a rich man, right? I mean, this isn't fair to people like you.
No, it's not. No.
I mean, this hits you harder. This hits you harder than it hits someone
It does. It does. It's extremely upsetting. Like I told you on the phone on Friday, just because the business is based in the UK, do they think the United States is rich? Do they think all their subscribers have disposable income that they could afford to pay $225 a year? You know, I mean, I don't know who's making these decisions. I don't know where it's coming from. And I know they're raising prices in the UK also because, you know, I listen to different UK channels and people in the UK are complaining about their price increase also. So I know they're doing this to everybody all over the world, but this U.S. increase is ridiculous. For the increase, they better bid on more fights. They better have more fights. And did you notice last night during the Golden Boy card, the announcer kept saying, remember, no pay-per-views. Well, that's a lie because you know as soon as Canelo fights, that's going to be a pay-per-view. You know as soon as Anthony Joshua fights anybody important, that's going to be a pay-per-view. You know that when Ryan Garcia becomes the star that we all think he's going to be, He's going to start fighting on pay-per-views. I mean, you can't lie to the public. You can't say no pay-per-views. Of course there's going to be pay-per-views.
What are you going to do, Robbie?
Yeah, you're going to get rid of it. You're going to keep it. He's going to keep it.
What did Mrs. Herrick say about this? Mrs. Herrick has a say in this, too, because you guys split the bills. Well, what is she saying about this?
I told you, Joe. She told me I'm going to keep it. She likes to watch the female fight.
Who does?
I don't know.
My mom.
Does she? She likes watching the chick fights?
Yeah, she loves to watch the girls.
That's
fight.
What he says. But
when
I talked to Mrs. Herrick the other day, she was telling me that Robbie was screaming at her, saying, "We better not cancel this, Mom, or we're gonna have problems." That's what Mrs. Herrick told me. I think Robbie's been bullying her. To be fair,
Joe, you're dreaming again, Joe. You're dreaming again.
Hey, Robert, does Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia fight on the 15th, April 15th?
Absolutely not. We're gonna enjoy Joe Joyce
that
day. We're gonna enjoy Joe Joyce
what?
That day.
Thank you, Robert.
Yep. No.
You don't think
that
fight's happening?
No, it's not going to
happen.
Why
is that fight not happening?
Because
why?
Tank
Davis. You think they're gonna do a pay per view before the Tyson Fury? How many pay per views can they put in that time frame? You got March 25th. You got.
They were gonna put two this weekend.
You got March 25th, right?
Yeah, Black Pine was going to put on that fight, and then the Jake Paul fight.
That got canceled.
I know it got canceled, but what I'm saying is there was two pay-per-views this weekend.
Yeah, but that was only like $7, that pay-per-view was thrown.
$7.
That's not a real pay-per-view.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was not. You can't call that a real pay-per-view.
Well, what I don't like about the Jake Paul fight is if he wins, they're going to rank him in the WBC in the cruiserweight rankings. He doesn't deserve to be ranked after 7 fights. Give me a break.
First of all, Robbie, there's 30 fighters that the WBC ranks. Are you going to? Is everyone really going to go in a hissy fit if they rank him number 30?
Yeah, I am. Because I tell you what, the WBC sucks.
Ohio.
They are I don't care. They are the worst organization on the planet. There's no way Jake Paul deserves a ranking if he beats Tommy Fury.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Mauricio Sulaiman, let me tell you what, Mauricio Sulaiman is embarrassing the organization. You know what I mean? He really is. He really is. He sucks. He's a great promoter. Don't get me wrong. He's a great promoter. He sucks at running this organization, though.
The arena they're fighting in holds like it's in Saudi. It holds like 15,000 people. And this what is this pay per view? It's on a Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's on next Sunday.
Okay, that's right. So,
yeah,
I
that's
think,
another.
I think.
Are you paying
I think
for that?
Jake Paul stops him. I already bought it. There's not a pay per view.
I will tell you what. That co-feature is good. McAboo and
I like McAboo.
That's a good fight.
I think Badu Jack wins that fight, by the way.
I don't know, man. That's a good
fight.
I told Eric,
I think Badu Jack wins, too.
Yep, I think Badu Jack wins that fight.
I think Badu Jack's going to pull it off.
I don't know.
Yep.
He's going up, way up in weight.
Yeah, he is.
What makes you think he's going to beat McAboo, then?
I just like Badu Jack better, and I think he'll actually win the fight.
Have you seen McAboo fight?
No, I have
McAboo
not.
McAboo get knocked out by Tony Bellew, and I see him go life and death with the other guy.
Tony Bellew? Tony Bellew's a stud. Sonny's a friend of the show. Of course he's going to go life and death with Tony Bellew.
Got knocked down 3 rounds by Tony Bellew.
That's Tony Bellew, son. Not like he's some schlep. Come on. Put some respect on his name.
Tony Bellew can knock out Badu Jack in 3 rounds?
I think Tony Bellew's capable of knocking out just about anybody in 3 rounds, son. That's what I think.
You like Tony Bellew. You interviewed him before, didn't you?
Baby. Huh?
You interviewed him before.
Yeah, friend of the show, son.
Yeah, that was a good interview, actually.
R.I.P. Richard Belzer. Hey, did you guys hear about Richard Belzer?
Yeah.
The comedian died? Yeah. Remember when he got choked out by Hulk Hogan on that show?
Yeah, that's sad, man.
He hit the ground. He busted his head open and everything.
Jesus. That's sad.
That's jacked up. All right, Robert, we're going to get running here.
All right.
Let's go to 312-312, Chicago, I believe. You're live.
Yo, Fight Doctor's in the house on Rick James status, as always.
Oh, okay.
Fight Good evening, gentlemen. Doctor.
What's up, Fight Doctor? What's going on,
yo,
man?
Yo, listen, real quick, just want to send a shout-out to Ringside Robbie. The man is a legend, and I certainly enjoy his boxing analysis. And I think we should do something for Ringside Robbie, right? I think we should start up a GoFundMe page for Ringside Robbie, right? I think the man deserves a lifetime steady supply of porn and professionals. What say you?
I think we can make it happen.
A GoFundMe page for Ringside Robbie.
Make it happen for him.
Lifetime porn and professionals.
Give him a lifetime subscription to OnlyFans or something like that, or Brazzers. Give him a lifetime subscription to Brazzers. We'll have enough there to keep him busy for a while.
Deserving. Yeah, I can't think of anyone more deserving. So, Ringside Robbie, brother, I take my hat off to you, sir. Enjoy the porn, and especially the professionals. So
I hear it, man.
Speaking of professionals, just a quick comment I want to make about the state of boxing and just being a boxing fan, right? I've always maintained, I've said for many years now, that being a diehard fan of the sport, it's sort of like being married to a $2 whore, because the sport of boxing never fails to dash the hopes and disappoint the true fans. Now, Beav, I think you made a comment earlier about the last time we got an undisputed fight, the heavyweight was 1999. So, who was that?
Yeah, was that right?
I think so. Because I can't remember any other undisputed fight since
Lennox Lewis was the last undisputed heavyweight champion we had, right?
Yes, sir. And I mean, it's been over 20 years, and you would think that
24 years, Fight Doctor. 24 years.
Yes, sir. You would think that for most problems, 2 decades is plenty enough time to work it out. Whatever the problem is, 2 decades is enough time to find a solution no matter what the problem is. And you would think that boxing could find a way to give us an undisputed fight for the most coveted prize in all of sport at least once in a decade. I mean, I don't think that's asking a lot, okay? Look, it may be the casual who drives the sport in terms of finance, but it's the diehard that gives boxing its spirit. It's the diehard that keeps the memory alive. It's the diehard that maintains the boxing lore, okay? The stuff that is part of that imagination, the thing that movies are made about and stories are told, that's what we do. And boxing, the business of boxing, finds a way to shit on us over and over and over again, mercilessly. And I've been a boxing fan for, shit, over 30 years. And it's just been heartbreak and disappointment being married to that $2 whore. And I'm quite sick of it, to be completely honest. When does this shit stop? In NFL, we get a champion every year. We get a series of games where the best play the best. Even MMA has figured out the simple arithmetic. The simple arithmetic. So, I'm going to start ranting because if I don't, it'll be just a series of four-letter words. One last thing I want to say is the WBC, I'm not surprised, and I don't think anyone should be. We know who and what the WBC is about, and I think maybe perhaps there might be a silver lining in this cloud. You know, maybe. Now, I understand why the WBC is doing this. Is because they wish to avail themselves to a untapped market, if you will, the YouTube audience. So maybe, perhaps, the YouTube audience, through this, I don't know, attention that will that Fury will gain through his accommodation of the WBC, maybe perhaps the YouTube audience will transition to real boxing fans. Maybe. It's a hope. I'm not holding my breath, but, you know, I like to look at things as being, I'm a glasses half full instead of a glasses half empty type of guy. So, gentlemen, I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm half empty.
Yeah. I'll leave you with that until the next go round.
All right.
All right, Fight Doctor. We're going to get rolling here. Thank you so much. Beam, I I can't. Oh my goodness! I gotta talk to you after the show, man. I gotta talk.
Is he crying? Is he crying?
Stop it! Come on.
He's crying, isn't he?
Stop.
Oh
stop.
God!
What's the matter with you?
I know. That's hilarious.
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm sorry.
All right, Edgar Belanga has signed with Matchroom. We know that Top Rank said, "Hey, sayonara to him." He signed with Matchroom and now is lobbying for a Canelo fight. I mean, I imagine this is why Top Rank dropped him, not that they couldn't make the fight happen, but he's nowhere near ready to talk about facing Canelo.
He's not ready.
Let alone facing Canelo. But he knows, I mean, Eddie Hearn, you know, Eddie Hearn will ruin fighters' careers with the drop of a hat, man. So he'll put him in there with Canelo and he'll get killed. Unreal, man.
Yeah.
Unreal. Josh Taylor and Teofimo Lopez has been ordered by the WBO. Now, listen, typically that's not a big deal. But it's been said that both sides are negotiating now for that fight. So Jack Catterall is just going to be put on the back burner and have to wait, I guess. This is a good fight. Do you think this happens?
This can possibly happen.
This is a good fight. This is a good fight, man. I like Josh Taylor in this fight, but I think this is a good fight, especially the way Teofimo's been fighting lately. He hasn't shown me anything since that loss. He actually looks worse since that loss. He's not been the same guy.
I think Taylor beats him.
I think Taylor beats him, and I think he beats him soundly, but I think I can't wait to see the fight, you know? So there you go. The Adrian Broner fight, and who was he? Was it Michael Williams he was fighting? I can't remember the guy's name.
It was Michael Williams, yeah.
Was it Michael Williams? Anyway, yeah. Michael Williams apparently sustained an injury in training camp. Looked like a broken jaw. They gave the x-rays and everything like that. Now, apparently there was some, I guess, turmoil in that camp or whatever, in Michael Williams' camp, because the father said that Roy Jones had been fired. He is no longer the lead trainer anymore.
Oh, wow.
And it sounded like there's a couple of people that wanted him to pull out of the fight prior to that injury. And then they went in there and sparred, and that's when he got his jaw busted. So that fight, that whole card has just been cursed from the word go. He's had three different opponents, Red Cat, who was the other guy? Hank Lundy and Michael Williams now. But anyway, the card has been postponed. And, I mean, for a broken jaw, like how long does that take to heal?
I think a while.
It's got to take a while, right?
I think it's like a year.
So what? I mean, are we waiting for a new opponent to come in, or what are we doing?
I mean, they're going like lower and lower with the level of opposition each time someone pulls out.
Well, the fact that I think it's very telling that Michael Williams, again, the word around the campfire is, they wanted him out of that fight. They wanted him to pull out because they didn't think he was ready for that fight. Of course he's not ready.
Sure.
He's fighting Adrian Broner. Of course he's not ready.
Well,
they're not going to put him in there against a guy who's ready. You know what I mean?
It was short notice, too.
It was short notice, sure. But he took the fight. He had to take the fight, you know? So, yeah, man, I don't know. And I'd be really interested to hear what went on with Roy Jones in that corner or in that camp for them to just drop him like that. I mean, Roy Jones isn't as good of a trainer as he was a fighter, but he doesn't strike me as a bad trainer.
Yeah, I don't think he's a horrible trainer.
No, I don't think so. I think you could do a lot worse.
And what's the expectation? What's the expectation that he's going to turn someone into a...
Well, right. Who was he training? You know what I'm saying? Like,
was it his fault that Chris Eubank got knocked up by Liam Smith? I don't think so.
No. No, I don't think so either.
I don't blame him for that fight.
Yeah, I don't know. So there you go. All right, guys, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1 and find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. You can find me on Twitter at ringside73. And, guys, we will see you next week.